W5NCY, W5OHJ. OHJ, go ahead, Tom. Thank you, Chris. As we continue to track this thing, would you throw up on the net from net control, see if we're getting ops out of the Bro Bridge area? That seems to be where the storm is centering up right now, so I can get that into the National Weather Service.
Roger, Roger. Break with OHJ. This is Kilo Golf 5, Mike Charlie Yankee, Chris with the Acadiana Skywarn. Looking for check-ins in the Bro Bridge area, lower St. Landry Parish or St. Martin Parish. Any observations in the Bro Bridge area? Please come out. It's KG5 MCY, Acadiana Skywarn, standing by. Looking for check-ins with or without weather observations. And interested in observations in the St. Martin, St. Landry Parish area, the Bro Bridge, Cecilia area. Any traffic from Bro Bridge, Cecilia, standing by. This is KG5 MCY, Acadiana Skywarn.
KS5DH repeater.
Whiskey 5 Oscar Hotel Juliet with weather update.
KG5 MCY, go ahead, Oscar Hotel Juliet.
Thank you, Chris. While we continue the severe thunderstorm warning for the Lafayette area, we don't want to lose sight of the rest of our area. North of Iota, we're currently tracking a small cell as well as just north of the Corrales area. With looks like a lot of ground lightning. Potential smaller size hail in both of those cells. Those two cells are almost stationary at this time. They're showing very little movement in them, which could cause for some additional rain, a heavy rain in that area. Again, two small cells, both in the Acadia area, Acadia Parish area.
Down to the Iota area with very, very light rain here. Outside of that, we'll be standing by. If we have any other check-ins for the Acadiana Skywarn.
Whiskey 5, Juliet, Sierra Mike, Jeff, and Karen Crow.
Got a Juliet, Sierra Mike, Mr. Jeff. Go with your prefix and your observation, sir.
Whiskey 5, Juliet, Sierra Mike, reporting Seaside, hail in Karen Crow, west of I-49.
Copy, copy direct, sir. Peace up the tail, west of I-49. That's in the Karen Crow area. Appreciate it, and I got you in the log, Mr. Jeff. Jeff is Whiskey 5 JSM. Thank you, sir. KG5 MCY, looking for additional check-ins with or without observation for the Acadiana Skywarn.
This is Kilo Golf 5, Papa Uniform Lima.
Got net recognizes Kilo Golf 5 PUL, Mr. Kane of the Karen Crow. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. A little late this morning, just catching up, checking in the net. Same as that last report here, small small hail, medium rain, light wind, northeast quadrant there. So, you know, I'm listening.
Roger, Roger, Kane. Thanks for checking in with us. We got you in the log. It's Kilo Golf 5, Papa Uniform Lima. Standing by, this is KG5 MCY, Acadiana Skywarn.
Whiskey 5 Oscar Hotel Juliet with weather information update.
OHA is in net control. Please go.
Thank you, Chris. National Weather Service at Lake Charles is continuing its severe thunderstorm warning with winds less than 50 miles per hour, hail as large as 1 1/4 inch. In Lafayette, St. Landry, St. Martin Parish now, and that warning will be continued until 9:45 local.
That's control, KG5AYK unit.
Well, there you are, Bob. AYK, go ahead, sir. We were checking in to see if you were still there. Did any changes up in that left western side of St. Landry Parish or Evangeline Parish?
Roger that. Had to take care of a few chores like gasoline. Rain seems to have stopped. Weather seems to have passed. And we'll probably be standing down until further need in this area. Otherwise, everything looks like sunshine pretty soon.
Roger, Bob. Thanks for being there for us, sir. If, any other observations, please reach out to us. This is KG5 MCY, Kidding on Skywarn. Standing by.
Go, Phil, Juliet.
KS5DH repeater.
Oscar Hotel Juliet. Go ahead, Tom.
National Weather Service has just issued a tornado warning. I say again, a tornado warning in the St. Martin area until 10 a.m. this time. Radar is indicating a possible tornado hail 1.25 inches in size at St. Martin Parish. Tornado warning at this time has been issued.
Oscar Hotel Juliet, thanks for that bulletin. Tom, we appreciate that update for the tornado warning. This is Kilo Golf 5, Mike Charlie Yankee, standing by for the Acadian Skywarn Net.
Rising and winds are very still calm, sir.
Roger, got you 1 mile north of Austin, 35 in the rain area. KG5, UKH, the rain will keep you, keep on standby for any other observations.
Other station have traffic. This is KG5 MCY. 5 Tango Sierra to net control.
Net control to Whiskey Mike 5 Tango Sierra. Go ahead, Derek.
Roger, be advised, I'm going to be checking out for the near future. I have to run into work, and I'll check back in if conditions change. Whiskey Mike 5, Tango Sierra, clear.
Roger, Derek, thanks for being with us this morning. Got you checked out 10 a.m. KF5FFB, net control, go ahead.
All right, Chris, do you need a break? Over.
KF5FFB, that would be nice. Get up, stretch my legs, and take care of a few things on my station right here, tidy up. Are you okay with taking over, Glenn?
I'll do as good as you, but I'll give it a try. Over.
I appreciate the comments. Okay, this is Kilo Golf 5, Mike Charlie Yankee at KVM Skywarn. Be passing the mic over to KF5FFP Glenn. Glenn, you now have the baton, and I'll let you know when I'm back on frequency, sir. KG5MCY to net control.
KG5MCY, roger. KF5FFP net control for KVM Skywarn. That's standby.
Net control, this is N5 QWA mobile. I'll copy.
N5 QWA mobile, you are full quiet. Over.
Okay, thank you. I was back in the woods in Kent Crow. I'm up on I-49 headed into the hospital. And just checking in.
Roger that, Terry. Were you the station trying to check in about 4 or 5 minutes ago that couldn't hold the receiver? Over.
Yeah, that's correct. I think I have the PL for the central area loaded in the mobile.
To that. All right, buddy. We got you logged in at 10:25. Over.
Okay, and just FYI, we got... that's going on right now. So that's what's happening. And QWA.
Sarah, you have some fence posting going on. Say it again. Over.
I said I'm just posting on in the hospital network. We were alerted that Lafayette General Medical Center is on full divert, and they're on generator power. I don't know if you had any other confirmation of loss of power in the core of Lafayette.
To my knowledge, and a few minutes ago I asked for any flooding or damage reports and got no replies. Over.
Okay, well, I received that alert from LEARN, and that's what's bringing some issues for us on the emergency room side. We also, Facebook and I guess one of the media was reporting the underpass on the university was flooded, and a friend of mine was reporting hail and lightning about 56 minutes ago.
Roger that, yeah, probably 6 or 8 people across the Acadiana Stepton area have reported hail since the start of this, over.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the info, and I'll clear when I get to the work and come off mobile. And QWA.
Roger that, Terry. Thanks for the info. Be safe. KF5FNP, net control, Indiana Sky 1.
KF5FNP, this is KG5PUL.
Well, go.
Yes, sir. Glenn, for what it's worth, Northeast Management threw away about a racetrack that's been shut down for flooding in the roads there. For what it's worth.
Northeast Management threw away by
that in front of the Walmart? Over.
That is affirmative, by the Walmart racetrack there, gas station area.
Roger that. Appreciate the info. Be safe out there, buddy.
Net control, this is Kilo Golf 5, Oscar Uniform Lima, a little bit north of Opelika with weather options.
Net recognizes KT5OUL, north Opelika with weather options. Go.
Glenn, I'm about 3 miles north of Opelika. We're having heavy rain and about sea-side hail at the moment.
Roger, copy 3 miles north of Opelousas, heavy rain and sea-side hail. OHJ, direct, over.
Copy, direct.
For the weather ops, please hang on frequency and let us know if anything changes. Over.
Roger that.
OHJ with ops.
KF5VH repeater.
OHJ, go.
For information purposes, the Lake Charles National Weather Service has now canceled the tornado warning for St. Landry and St. Martin. However, there is a tornado warning that has that is in place in Point Coupee Parish. That's where that supercell is heading. And that is will stand till 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time. That's all I have for the net.
Roger that. Does anyone need any skills on Tom's update? Over.
Kilo Golf 5, Mike Charlie Yankee, and Tom, here in Eagan right now, we're experiencing some really heavy downpours. We're going to probably have at least 30 to 40 mile an hour winds gusting up to 50. It's really coming down really hard right now in Eagan. Over.
Chris, are you estimating those winds or are you measuring them?
Negative, Tom. That's estimated. My trees are all over the place right now, man. It's blowing really, really hard.
We're showing average last 10 minutes, 20 miles an hour winds with gusts to 35 here measured.
Roger, roger. Mine just observed, and it looks like it's in your direction.
Thanks for the weather op.
Stations, Katie the Skywarn Net, taking check in with observations, with or without observations. This is KG5 MCY, standing by.
KF5VH5,
India Victor Romeo, standing by.
No report. A double right there. I got KF5VH, Mr. Steve, and I think I got a KG5. IVR, Mr. Bob and Scott. We'll go with KF5VH first, Steve.
No reportable observations, and advising you I'm in the process of turning off automatic Skywarn.
Roger, roger. Copy. Turning off automatic Skywarn. And I also have Kilo Golf 5, India Victor Romeo, Mr. Bob and Scott.
Yeah, Chris, this is K5IVR. I really don't have anything to report right now. We've just got some pretty good wind gusts back and forth, but other than that, no rain yet.
Roger, roger, Bob. Thanks for standing by with us. Any other check-ins? Katie in the Sky warns KG5MCY.
Okay.
Net control station. Go ahead, Tom.
Information, the thunderstorm warning is currently located near the town of Morris. Current track should take it over, almost directly over the Crawley area. And the timing on that is as follows. Crawley will be impacted at 2:46. It should pass between Church Point and Kington area a little after 3 at its current rate and speed.
Copy direct, Tom. Anybody need any fields on that report from OHJ? This is KG5MCY, Acadiana Sky 1. Control to KF5FNP, Glenn. Thanks for sending that activation out. I received mine. Weather update. Tom, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chris. National Weather Service, Satellite Charles, just issued an updated severe thunderstorm warning. Possibility of winds up to 60 miles per hour, hail of 1 inch for the following parishes. Acadia, Jeff Davis, St. Landry at this time, and will be in effect till 3:30 local time.
Roger, roger, Tom. Copy direct. Anyone need any fields on that weather report? Come now, please. OHJ.
OHJ, go, Chris.
All right, Tom, be advised. Eagan, Louisiana, getting pea-sized hail. Pea-sized hail at my residence. Copy.
Copy. I was expecting that. I think it's heading up my way next. Okay, let me get it out to the National Weather. Appreciate the weather op.
Roger, roger. This is KG5MCY, Chris, with Acadiana Skywarn. Standing by with your check-ins. Please come now with or without traffic. Standing by.
Quebec, Kilo Golf.
The net control to OHJ.
Sure, go net.
Yes, I'm be advised. I'm going to upgrade my hail situation to about marble size hail now, sir. Copy.
Copy. Thanks for the weather report.
FNP, go ahead, Glenn.
Request comms with PNK.
Roger, roger, Glenn. Go direct with TNK.
TNK, KF5, FNP.
Go ahead.
Ed, just want to make you aware that the 04 machine in Tucson is linked in, so that extends our range west and north. Over.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're looking for observations in that area, anywhere between Crowley and Eunice and Church Point in that triangle. Of course, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning, which has just been updated, and it is in effect from now. Actually, it's a severe thunderstorm warning standby one. It looks like it's in Jeff Davis Parish has been canceled. Thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:30 this afternoon for Acadia and southwestern St. Landry Parish. Thunderstorm can produce winds of 60 miles an hour or greater, and the radar is indicating hail at this time. Heaviest portion of that thunderstorm is just southeast of Iota, stretches up to just south of the Eunice area. The cell is moving toward the northeast at approximately 35 miles an hour. WGA5TK.
Mr. Ed, any other check-ins? Anybody in the, let's go down to range. If I could get Mr. Ray in range, KG5QKH. Mr. Ray, are you still on frequency?
Edge, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, what's could you please report out on your current conditions in the Highway 35 I-10 corridors there?
Right now, we've got light to moderate wind, no rain, and everything else seems to be fairly quiet, sir. No ground to light, lightning, no cloud to cloud lightning.
Roger, roger, Ray. Thanks for the update. Taking check-ins, looking for anyone in the Jeff Davis Parish area, maybe K5 CLE, Mr. Chuck, or November 5, Lima Mike, Mr. Rod. Are you guys on frequency?
Control, W5OHJ.
OHJ, go ahead, Tom.
Ed, have a weather op for Ed. Currently at my location in the Richard area, I am having dime-sized hail, wind 22, gusting 36 out of the southeast.
Hey, thanks for that observation, Tom. Any others with or without observations, please come down. KG5 MCY, standing by.
Tom, that was dime size hail.
Roger, dime size hail, significant.
Impact control, this is MIQO.
Go ahead, Mr. Bill. That's November 9, Quebec Ocean. Go ahead.
Just a quick update. I used my anemometer, and I've got winds at my location 3 to 5 knots, gusts up to 15.
Roger, roger. Got winds in the Crowley area 3 to 9 knots, or 3 knots with gusts up to 9. Appreciate the observation, and keep us posted. This is KG5 MCY. Getting a Skywarn.
Flash notice of the net. There was an EF1 tornado confirmed that caused 2 fatalities earlier today over in 3 miles east of Bro Bridge. EF1 tornado produces winds of about 100 miles an hour. WA15K out.
FNP, go ahead.
Request comms with Alpha Foxtrot 5, X-ray Papa. Over.
Roger, roger. Go direct with X-ray Papa.
Alpha Foxtrot 5, X-ray Papa. This is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Foxtrot November Papa. Over.
KF5 FMP back to net. DJ with weather off.
OHJ, go ahead, Tom.
Weather off my QTH in the Richard area. Hail has begun again. Quarter size. Less accumulation this time. Current winds 16, gusting to 34.
OJ5DK, QSL.
OHJ, DNK, Mr. Head, you copy direct, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Roger, thank you for your ops, OHJ. Break with Tom, and this is Kilo Golf 5, Mike Charlie Yankee, Acadiana Skywarn, taking your check-ins with or without observations. Please come now.
Look again at radar. It seems to be hit.
headed more directly toward Opelousas. The head end is probably on 190, probably about 3 miles west of Opelousas.
Roger, Doug. Appreciate the update. What about